Lekuta Sichas Chelek Yudalid, Parshas Hazinu Sicha Beis, a summary of the Sicha. The Gemara says on the Pasuk in our Parsha, Minayin Lebrichas HaTorah Lefaneha Minatayra. How do we know that to make a bracha on the Torah before you begin to learn Torah? How do we know that it is Min HaTorah? Where do we see in the Torah a reference to making that bracha? From this week's Parsha, Kishem Hashem Ekra, I call out in the name of Hashem, Havu Goydel Elokeinu, let us give, grant greatness to Hashem. In other words, to make a bracha to grant greatness before we begin to invoke Hashem's name in the learning of Torah. Now, why do we need a special pasuk to teach us that you have to make a bracha on the Torah? Why isn't it similar to any other mitzvah, which we know that you have to make a bracha before you make any other mitzvah, do any other mitzvah? So we could say that the reason is because in all other mitzvahs, we are thanking Hashem for giving us the holiness, giving us the sanctity of being able to be attached to Him through His mitzvahs. But when we make a bracha on the Torah, it's not about the fact that the Torah is a mitzvah, but we are thanking Hashem for giving us the Torah. The Torah has its own special, unique chashivas, importance, that we are thankful that we have a connection to that. And this we see, Taka, that the bracha on the Torah is not similar to the other brachas of mitzvahs. It has a completely different liturgy to it. And as the Alter Rebbe says, and therefore a person should see to it that this precious gift from Hashem, that Hashem is toys with the Torah all the time Himself, and He gave it to us, so we should make a bracha with great simcha for this gift that Hashem has given us. In other words, that the bracha is more similar to a birchas hanenin. In other words, since we are about to partake in the Torah and enjoy this precious gift, so we thank Hashem for giving us this gift, not as a birchas hamitzvahs. Now we also find that the Alter Rebbe writes that women who should also make a birchas haTorah, because they are also obligated to learn Torah, to learn those mitzvahs that they are obligated to do, and they have to make this, therefore they have this mitzvah, just like the men have the mitzvah, therefore they should also make a birchas haTorah. But the question is, if we look at birchas haTorah more as a birchas hanen and as a gift that Hashem has given us, and therefore we thank Him for it, so then why does the Alter Rebbe have to say that since women are obligated to learn Torah, therefore they should make Birchas HaTorah? It's more as a gift that He has given us, and therefore even if they were not chayef to learn Torah, they would have to make this bracha anyway. So this can be understood by first explaining why do we make a Birchas HaTorah at a specific time in the day, at the beginning of the day. Either we should require a person to make a birchas haTorah every time he sits down to learn, or she sits down to learn, like a bracha on what you're going to do now. Or, on the other hand, if we are thanking Hashem for the gift of Torah, then we should make a bracha once in our lifetime, or once a year, or at some point, one time, and that's it, and we've thanked Hashem. But in fact, of course, we make a bracha only once during the day, at the beginning of the day, and that is enough to carry us for the rest of the day as we learn Torah throughout the day. Even if you interrupt and you take a break from learning, you still yaitze with that bracha in the beginning of the day. Now, in regards to this halacha, the Alter Rebbe writes, if a person is accustomed to learning Torah constantly, so even if he has to take a break and he has to go do some business, if the way that he goes about that is that he's rushing through his business in order to be able to get back to learning Torah, that's not considered to be an interruption, since even when he's learning, when he's doing business, he's still thinking about his learning. And the same is true if he has to take a break to go to the bathroom. So he doesn't. That's not considered to be having abandoned his learning, even temporarily, and therefore he doesn't have to make another bracha when he begins to learn again. However, if he slept a shinas kva, which means he laid down to sleep, not that he took a short nap, but he laid down to sleep, so then that's considered an interruption. And according to this opinion, he would have to make a bracha again when he wakes up and after his considerable sleep. Then there is, of course, another opinion, which is the opinion that we go by, which is that Birchas HaTorah is like a bracha in the morning. You make like Birchas HaShachar, and once you've made it in the morning, you don't have to go back to it again. You don't have to make the bracha again, even if you made a significant interruption. But we're going to look at it more in according to the first opinion, that it seems that the Birchas HaTorah is a bracha which you're making on the studying of Torah, and it has to be, there can't be a hefsik, an interruption, a significant interruption, in order to be able to be fulfilled by the bracha that you made at the beginning. So we have to understand the difference between as it is with Birchas HaTorah and as the halacha is in regards to tefillin. The Alter Rebbe paskens that if somebody took off his tefillin and he intends to put it back on, so if at the time when he took off his tefillin he intended to put them on immediately, and he did in fact put them on immediately, so he doesn't have to make another bracha on the tefillin. But if he went to the bathroom while he took them off, so then he has to, since at that time he was not able to wear the tefillin, he has to make a bracha again when he puts on the tefillin again. And it doesn't help that he intended to put the tefillin back on after he left the bathroom, because since he was not able to wear it in the bathroom, it's considered a hefsek. So we have to understand, what is the difference between tefillin, that we say that it's considered a hefsek and you have to make a bracha again, and we said before that if a person went to the bathroom when he took a break from his learning, he doesn't have to make a bracha on Birchas HaTorah again. And it can't be, the reason can't be because since you can't wear tefillin in the bathroom, that's why it's considered a break, a hefsek, because you can't learn Torah in the bathroom either. So if that's the issue, so then you should have to make a bracha on Birchas HaTorah again after you leave the bathroom. So it can't, that can't be the issue. So what is the difference between the break when for tefillin and the break for limud Torah? So we find in regards to tefillin that there's another issue with tefillin, that is called hesach hadas, that a person is not allowed to take his mind off the tefillin while he's wearing them. As the Alter Rebbe writes, you're not allowed to take your mind off the tefillin, as we learn from the tzitz. The tzitz, whatever. We learn from the tzitz you can't be mesiach das. And it's not called to have taken your mind off the tefillin only if a person goes into a frame of mind of schoik v'kalus reish. In other words, there are three states of mind. There is the state of being cognizant of the tefillin, thinking about the tefillin in a serious frame of mind. There is neutral frame of mind where you're doing something else and not particularly thinking about the tefillin. And then there is a state of in a joking mood, in a way that is very untfillin-like, an irreverent frame of mind. That's what the Alter Rebbe calls hesach hadas. If a person puts himself into an irreverent frame of mind, then it's considered a hefsik. So the question is, why if you're in a neutral frame of mind where you're not thinking about the tefillin, why is that not called hesach hadas? In the end, you're not thinking about the tefillin. So to understand this, we know that tefillin is divided into two separate parts of the mitzvah. There is the actual mitzvah of donning the tefillin, putting on the tefillin, and then there is, what is the kavana? You have to also dedicate your mind and your heart to the service of Hashem. That is the kavana, the intent behind putting on tefillin. And that is very much a part of the mitzvah of tefillin. So in regards to the first part of tefillin, of actually putting on the tefillin, even if you take your mind off the tefillin, of course you haven't taken off the tefillin. You're still wearing the tefillin. So that part of the mitzvah hasn't been interrupted. And that part of the mitzvah is still connected to the bracha that you made. You made a bracha to put them on, you put them on, you're still wearing them. Of course, if you take off the tefillin, so then of course through taking it off, you've disconnected from the state of wearing tefillin because you're not wearing them anymore. And therefore you would have to make a bracha again when you put them back on. Unless, even when you were not wearing them, you were still had a mind that you're going to put them back on. Because then, since you intend to put them back on, you're still connected to that bracha. But that would only be true if during that whole time when you're not wearing them, at least you have the possibility to wear them. But if you put yourself into a situation where you can't be wearing a tefillin, like if a person goes to the bathroom where you're not allowed to wear the tefillin, so then there is a disconnect between the wearing of the tefillin and the bracha you made originally, because you are in a state where you can't wear the tefillin, and therefore you've now lost the connection between the bracha and the wearing of the tefillin. So that's true about the part of the mitzvah of wearing the tefillin. Now what about the idea of the Shabbat Lev HaMayach, the kavona of the mitzvah? So of course we need to have that as a part of the mitzvah of tefillin constantly as well. But since when you are putting on your tefillin, you did have the proper kavona, as one must have, of the Shabbat Lev HaMayach, and you put yourself in that state of yira, of reverence, while you were putting on the tefillin, so therefore that reverence continues even when you're in a neutral state of mind. When you're doing something else, it's not considered to be an interruption, and that reverence that was there at the beginning continues throughout the time that you're wearing the tefillin, similar to what we say that when someone has to do something lishma, like for instance if you have to write the Shemus or Kedusha Sefer Torah, when you're writing Kisvei Tefillin or Mezuzahs and so on, you have to do it lishma. So it's enough to say it at the beginning that you're doing it lishma, even though while you're writing you're not thinking, I'm writing lishma. You put yourself into that state of mind, and that continues throughout. So also when you put yourself in the state of mind of Shabbat Lev HaMayach at the beginning when you put on your tefillin, it continues throughout the time that you're wearing it. But if you put yourself into an opposite state of mind, Schaik V'Kalus Reish, an irreverent state of mind, then you have disconnected your state of mind at the time that you put on the tefillin from what you're doing now when you're wearing the tefillin. So that is considered to be Hesach Hadas. You took yourself away from that machshava. Now, in regards to the bracha of Birchas HaTorah, the Alter Rebbe says, in regards to the question of when you make Birchas HaTorah, do you immediately have to learn something in order for that there shouldn't be considered a hefsik? And the Alter Rebbe says that since a person is always obligated, the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah is always upon you, therefore it's not even necessary to learn something immediately, because you make the bracha and you're immediately chayiv to learn Torah, so it's not essential that you learn something immediately, at least according to one opinion. So therefore, according to this, it's not necessary that you have to be in a state of focusing and learn and wanting to go back to learning in order for the connection between the Limud HaTorah and the bracha to be there, because since you are you're always obligated to learn Torah, therefore you're always connected to the bracha that you have made. And therefore, even if a person goes to the bathroom, it's still not considered a disconnection from your chiyuv to learn Torah. You're still chayev to learn Torah. It's just that in this situation, when you're in a bathroom or in other places where you can't learn Torah, there is an outside force which is preventing you from doing so, but you're still obligated to do so. Unless you put yourself into a situation where you go to sleep, and therefore that is considered to be a complete disconnect from the bracha that you made earlier, and therefore, according to the opinion that says that you have to make a bracha afterwards, you would still have to make a bracha. But if it's considered a birchas hashacha, you wouldn't have to make that bracha either. Which now explains why the Alter Rebbe says that the women make birchas haTorah because they're also obligated to learn Torah. It's not in order that you should be able to make a bracha. For that, they would be able to make a bracha even if they weren't chayit. The question would be, what happens if they interrupted? Do they have to make a bracha each time they go back to learning? And since we never heard such an opinion that a woman would have to make a birchas haTorah every time she sits down to learn, it must be for the same reason that a man doesn't have to, because they're obligated to study Torah all the time. Therefore, they never lose their connection to the bracha that they made, and the first bracha that you make in the morning is continuous throughout the day. Now, what about, according to the opinion that says that Birchas HaTorah is merely Birchas HaShachar, and therefore you make, and it's not important that you have kavana, that you're connected to that bracha, it's just done once in the morning. Even according to that opinion, it's still necessary for the Alter Rebbe to say this, because the Alter Rebbe explains that what do we make? What are the Birchas HaShachar that we make? Those things which a person enjoys every day, repeatedly, all the time. Like, you know, you get up, you're able to stand, so you make a bracha, Hashem gave you the gift of standing. You're able to walk, and so on. So you make a bracha of all those things once at the beginning of the day. But if it's not something that comes along all the time, so then there would be no bracha in Birchas HaShachar for that. Therefore, the Alter Rebbe says that a woman is also obligated to learn Torah every day. Therefore, it's a constant thing, and therefore a woman also has to make a bracha as Birchas HaShachar at the beginning of the day, in order to continue to learn Torah.